Okay, here we go.
Booyah.
And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode, crap, I hate it when I do that. Yeah, 256, that's right. 256.
This episode, oh crap, wait a minute, that's not
yeah,
like a good sign.
You know, it's like, I get that, you know, unsure, it's like, yeah, okay, anyway. Episode 256, spotlight on DC Comics, Titans Rebirth, number one, circa 2016 for you future people. Because, you know, this will be out there in the internet forever.
And there'll be another Rebirth out there. Yeah, yeah. And there'll be
probably
more Rebirths by then.
Yeah, well, Green Lantern first. And then Flash, and now they're doing Green Lantern and Flash again, which so far, the Green Lantern's, the only book of Rebirth I really haven't cared for is the Green Lanterns book. I didn't hate it, but it just kind of fell short with me.
Oh, I'm already done with it, so that's just unless someone...
What, that one?
I'm done.
I don't see that one sticking.
I'm bored. Well, they're going to get rid of those. They'll move on to other characters because they realize the sales are for shit, and we'll move on to other key people. They'll bring Guy Gardner back, or they'll bring Kyle Rayner or something.
Well, those characters might be in the other Hal and the Green Lantern book.
Yeah.
Hal Zordon or whatever it's called. Anything else out there that you didn't care for?
Oh, the Rebirth stuff? No, I really enjoyed both the Superman books. Action and Superman were both good. I liked Batman number one. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm surprisingly curious about that Gotham and Gotham Girl. Mm-hmm. Detective was a little light in terms of content, but I am intrigued where they're going to go with that.
I haven't read the second one, but I read the first.
I think the second one just came out, today, I think.
Yeah, it did.
Chronologically. And then...
I'm still going through.
Let me see. The Flash.
I just read Flash number
one. Flash, I haven't read Flash number one. I read the Rebirth one. Obviously, Aquaman is just... It was awesome.
I really liked it, actually.
You did or did not?
I did. Okay. I just got through... I read Aquaman before I read Flash during dinner. That was good.
Yeah. No,
I liked it.
So far, so good, DC. I'm trying to think what else. Wonder Woman. You know, I'm lukewarm on the Wonder Woman Rebirth issue. I'll be honest with you.
The Rebirth issue?
Yeah, I haven't read number one yet.
I haven't read it either. I've read a lot of his work, Ruckus.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't read his run on Wonder Woman, his original one, but... he's a very slow burn kind of person, and I've seen that in Lazarus as well. And in fact, I think I was reading an article where people were complaining about how slow it was, and he, you know, this is building up to something. So I don't know if that's going to be the same thing, but I do like how one thing that. This is the first time I've ever seen this kind of a thing, a rebirth, a restructuring, not a reboot, a Marvel Now or whatever, where they haven't just completely, in the only term I can think of, shit-canned everything that's come before it. They're, especially in Wonder Woman, they're keeping all of it.
Yeah, no, it also exists, and that was their bonus for it. They were smart that way. They didn't just start over. So,
yeah, because that just he's like, okay, we got all this crap going on. Let's figure out what the deal is. So, and then that way he can pick and choose what he wants to keep and what he doesn't want to keep,
right.
Instead of just pretending like all that shit didn't happen. So, I like that approach better.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No,
I was going to say I was a little iffy on that issue too, but it's Ruckus, so it hasn't been the case in all the DC stuff he's done, but just about everything he's done, not DC, I've enjoyed a lot. So I'm willing to give him a chance. Okay. I take that back. There was that one about the cop that was the witch I told you guys about. I read that one issue, and I really didn't want to read any more. The one he did with creator-owned thing he did with Nicholas Scott. I forget the name of it, but it's just like, eh. But everything else, Lazarus is great. Stumptown is good. I haven't read the newest one.
His Captain America stuff was great. I mean, it's...
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I'm trying to think back. The run he did on Batwoman.
Yeah.
Which...
I heard it was good.
Which
didn't read
hell,
it.
Oh, God. I bought the hardcover. Okay. I liked it so much. A thin hardcover, mind you, but... I'm trying to think of his other stuff that... He did a lot of stuff with Checkmate back in the day. Mm-hmm,
that's right.
And there are a lot of Batman stuff.
But we're here to talk about Titans, right?
That's true. That's true. And I've noticed that the ones that I've liked the most so far have been written by Dan Abnett. Mm-hmm. And this is one of them.
It's a trend. He's, like, as I posted on Facebook, I said, and I said it last episode, that this is the guy who, if they're smart, they'll have do the next, be the architect of their next event. He knows all the characters. He loves all the characters. Hell,
that's odd.
Hell, when they finally announce whatever Legion's going to be, if they don't get him involved, they're missing an opportunity. But, you know.
He's written it before,
yeah,
too.
But he can only do so much. I mean, he's got... two monthly books already with DC, plus his creator-owned stuff. And so it's... Anyhow, so Titans...
Tom King's, the ones he's done are the other ones I've been real impressed with, too.
All right, so Titans Rebirth number one from the new cool logo DC, the retro-looking logo, which I finally noticed today. I like that. Much better than that folding page one that they've had for the last couple years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot of people, I remember when that first came out, they were like, oh, that's the third rebranding logo they've done. And I was like, yeah, so what big deal? And there was actually a post somewhere where Jim Lee had to artistically explain what everything stood for.
Yeah, that's idiotic.
Well, this angle here is reminiscent of Wonder Woman, and this is points to them like, really? I never read any more of it because it was just so ridiculous.
Yeah. If you have to explain the joke, it's not funny.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I like it. Anyway, go ahead.
No. This new retro logo, it's straightforward. Boom, DC. It's black on white. They can change that color however they want as long as they keep the white background, and it'll look very basic, straightforward. No having to decipher what it is. And
yeah, and I think they've done that too on other books.
Good.
So,
well, this cover was really nice. We've got Wally West Flash, who was reintroduced during Rebirth, on the cover. He's the primary focus. In the background, we have the other, what are now the other five Titans, with Donna, Troy, Nightwing, Garth or Aqualad, Speedy or Arsenal, and Roy, and then also Lilith, who has now apparently been recast as a founding member of the Titans, which, technically speaking, Donna Troy was not a founding member either, but, you know, well.
Yeah, it was only Speedy, Aqualad, Flash, and Robin.
Yeah. But that's
Kid Flash. Excuse me.
I will give them that. Go ahead and put Donna Troy and Lilith in as founding members. I'm cool with that.
Yeah. I have the Silver Age Teen Titans omnibus on order. Should be fun.
Which would have that Brave and Bold issue in it, I assume, right? But
I would imagine so. Right, yeah.
Cool. So we've got them. They're getting besorged by, looks like Kid Flash or Flash. Wally West is besorging the rest of the Titans, and we don't know why. And in the background, there's some kind of face. Can't really tell what it is, but its eyes are glowing.
Yeah.
No clue.
assume that that's the big bad that stole the time.
Yes, we will find out more, I'm sure, over the years. And we get a second cover by, I don't know who this is, but I'm still not fond of this artist. Them posing. We got Garth and Donna and Dick and Roy on the cover. And with the new DC logo underneath their feet. And this is, and then we get a cool splash page with all of them in modified versions of their original costume, or their teenage costumes, or maybe mm-hmm. late teens, because that's the Donna Troy, clearly not the first Wonder Girl costume. That's more of the George Perez era costume. And got yeah. Garth in the red version of the Phil Jimenez Tempest costume. And mm-hmm. we got Roy in his more Arsenal baseball cap version of his costume. And then Dick Grayson, not in the short shorts, so it's the same one that we saw in the yeah. Justice League issue from last week.
Correct.
And then Lilith is the only one who didn't get a new costume. She's still in the green dress.
Yep.
That was
pretty much green dress.
That was her costume of choice back in the day. And we have a mm-hmm. box there that says, "Once upon a time, we were the Teen Titans." And it's clearly Wally West talking. Because it's got the Flash symbol in the box. Oh, and I forgot to mention, Wally's in, well, it still looks like the old Kid Flash costume. I don't know the mm-hmm. costume well enough to see any significant differences.
Well, the symbol is different. The original Kid Flash was just a red lightning bolt. But that's got a circle around it like the Flash.
All right, so slightly modern.
And I only know that because I have a shirt of it sitting over there, right over there.
Okay. And they're sitting down to take a group shot, a picture. And it's an old camera. It says, "Heroes, yes, but more than that, lifelong friends." And they're all sitting around joking, and they're eating pizza, and Kid Flash is taking the picture, and he says, "Okay, on three, and it's click," and he zooms off, and by the time the camera finishes its click, he is with the group on the other side of the room, and click. Something that Batman would never do, getting his picture taken, but Dick Grayson has zero problem with it, of course.
Nope.
Is he Dick Grayson?
Yep, he does. Yes, it is Grayson.
He's very, he's much lighter in that regard, but Batman would never have... I mean, wasn't in Washington in that end of that first Justice League storyline, was he? When they were all grouped together to be the super pals or something?
I don't think so.
Anyhow, so they're sitting around. Looks like they got soda. Perhaps Lilith is raising a beer. It's hard to tell. Probably a soda. It is now today, and it looks like it's Wally West is looking at that picture in an apartment that he's ransacked for some reason. It says, "Then it became a memory, and then even a memory faded. Time has been taken from us, stolen. It's ripped apart our friendship, and I'm the only one who remembers. My name is Wally West. I'm the fastest man alive. I used to be Kid Flash, but I'm not a kid anymore. My friends have forgotten me." And he's in that red Flash costume that we've seen from the promo ads. Did he get it in Rebirth? I don't recall.
No, he just showed up with it here.
Yeah. So, and it looks like the insignia, it looks like all of the non-red is a silver colored, which is, I like that.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, and he, in the Flash Rebirth, they talked about him getting a new costume, okay. Making one out of the Speed Force.
Right, I remember that they've mentioned that he could. He was like, "Oh, yeah, I forgot I could do that."
Mm-hmm.
And off panel, we see someone saying, "Who are you?" And we now have we have Nightwing is pointing his finger at the Flash. And Flash is thinking to himself, "I've come back to repair the damage. I've come back to make things right." And Wally's all, "Dick, how do you know my name?" "That name," says Nightwing. "Only Barry."
You know, I didn't notice it till a little bit ago, but they have instead of just a blue, like, two stripes meeting. There's an actual
bird. Yeah, a little bird head. Huh.
Which was like it was in the animated series.
Oh, very cool. Nice. So, yeah,
I didn't catch that till just now.
Man, I don't remember from the recent issues
of
Nightwing.
It's on the cover, too.
Yeah. In the recent, before he became Grayson, did he have that little head?
No.
Oh, uh-uh. Wow.
No.
Good change of costume.
Yeah, if you look at the cover, you can barely see it. I thought it was just a play of the light, but it's plain as day in that panel.
Yes, it is. So he keeps thinking to himself, only Barry Allen has remembered me. To everyone else, I'm a stranger. But because I got through to Barry, I hoped I could reach my best friend, too. So suddenly, Dick Grayson and Wally West are my best friends, which was never – ever. I don't remember that ever being a story point in the past, but
– It was.
Was it? Okay.
Yep. During – there was an episode where an issue where Nightwing and Starfire showed up and helped Wally in his main book.
Oh, yeah. They had like a double date almost, right? Yeah.
I don't remember if he just needed help or what. And then there was, they did that character name plus one thing, one shots, and it was Flash plus one, and it was him and Nightwing going on vacation together, and then they ended up getting into a case.
Yeah, well, see, the things I don't know, the list has gotten one item shorter. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he continues saying, now I'm thinking, wearing a brand new costume was a mistake. And Nightwing is saying, I don't know who you are. How did you get in here? Whoa, I'd forgotten how fast Nightwing can be. Dick, slow down. I'm not here to hurt. And then he kazits Nightwing with some lightning out of his hands. And Dick Grayson goes flying back. I don't even know how to verbalize that. G-N-N-H-H. I don't know how you say that.
We should probably just take a drink and forget it.
Right. And he gets zapped, and Wally's like, what was that? I didn't mean to. Did you just tase me? Asked Nightwing. What the hell, Wally? What was. He's all, Wally. And Wally's like, oh, he knows me. He knows me. I don't understand, says Dick Grayson. I know you. I know your name, but I don't know how. Well, I says, I'll explain soon, I promise. But first, where are the Titans? And off panel, right here. And we have the rest of the team. And we will talk about Donna Troy's costume in just a moment here. And they're all posed around him. They are ready to kill. I don't know how they got posed that quickly without anybody noticing them. But that is comic books for you. Because they had to get him in comic book poses. And he's all,
of course.
Hi, guys. He's all, work fast. They don't know me either. And they think I'm just taking down Nightwing. And Roy's all, man, did you pick the wrong apartment to bust into, pal? And Donna's got her sword drawn, and Garth has got something going on with his hands. Roy's got an arrow knocked, ready to shoot. Lilith is doing her best Deanna Troy in the background there. Dick Grayson's looking around, confused. Good, two-page spread.
She never had that outfit.
No. Well, there was an Omen character.
Yeah, that's right.
Which
I don't remember.
And I think Omen did have that. So for whatever reason, Roy lets fly with the arrow, and they come at me from all sides, he thinks Flash. In their attack, I see the very qualities that made them my friends. Roy's rock-steady determination. He sends out a grappling arrow at him. Donna's protective fury when anyone hurts the one she loves. And let's stop here for just a second and say, that costume rocks. The Donna Troy costume?
Yeah, that's like her old Troya costume.
Yeah, it's like...
It's a variation on
it. It's also a variation. Throwing in the Perez era Wonder Girl with stars,
mm-hmm.
Full body.
Yeah, that was her name, Troya. They gave her that name.
And didn't she? But wasn't that more that one? It was black, but it had like a star field going through the whole thing.
Because they'd come up with yet a third or fourth origin for her, and that's what she ended up with was that outfit, and it had to do with her other worldly, godly something or other. I don't remember. And they cut her hair short and all that crap. But yeah, I liked. I didn't catch that until you mentioned it. But yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. They're merging the two.
Yeah, no, and it's really nice. And she's got the bracelets, and I like that she's got the shield there, and she's got her blade, and she's attacking. Lilith exposing her vulnerable mind to find truth. And Lilith's up. I sense the intruder has done something to Nightwing. His mental patterns have been altered. Again, the Deanna Troi.
Mm-hmm.
And Garth attacks. What have you done to him? And Garth, the unwavering friend you're lucky to have. And then Garth gets away. How can I prove that I'm not their enemy? And Nightwing is yelling, you guys need to stop. Donna says, who is he? They have to remember me, thinks Raleigh. Doesn't matter how fast you are, says Lilith. Can't outrun your own thoughts. And Wally says, I'll have come back for nothing, and cuts himself off as he gets punched by Roy. Yep. He gets whacked. It's okay. We got him. Ow.
I took a drink.
And then when the all else fails, Harper Hook. And then Wally besorches Roy, but it's solid contact. The sparks fly again. The memory dam bursts, and we get a flashback to Wally and Roy hanging out when they're much younger, clearly. And Wally's all, you live here alone? Wow. What does Green Arrow think of that? He thinks I still live with my mom. He's not around much, Wally. I kind of look after myself. Setting up the whole... losing it over the years because he has to take care of himself, and he's got pizza boxes on the ground. And isn't it annoying having the Flash breathing down your neck all the time? Actually, Barry never. Hey, want a beer? Yeah, I'm a bad boy. I drink beer. And then we're back in the present. And Donna is tackling Wally.
I just noticed something. Look at the color of his ball cap. Exact same yellow color that he used to wear the Golden Age one wore.
Oh, yeah.
With the hat.
Right.
Yeah, that's a nice touch.
Oh, with the the hat, the feather in the side. Yeah, yeah, the modified Robin Hood hat. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. I had noticed that all these reading throughs.
I just did just now. I've read this like at least twice before now.
Good catch. And then we're back. Donna's tackling Wally, and then he bazeeks her, and there's more memories flooding through her, and they're both standing outside a door. This is, again, back in the past, and she's got a bucket full of water balloons, and he's got his ear to a door, and he says, she's saying, this is silly. We should be using our free time to train instead of play pranks. But when the balloons burst on Roy, says Wally, where I grew up, I did not play tricks. We focused on training and discipline. Well, you're here now. There are new things to learn, starting with fun, says Wally. And then he's getting tackled by Garth and Lilith. You put Don into some kind of trance, says Lilith. Grab him, Garth. And he kazicks Lilith, and you see her thinking, you have no idea what it's like. And they're cuddling. That's, again, their little chink.
Yeah, it's kind of like they're setting up him and Raven in the new Teen Titans.
You know what? That's a good touch. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Oh, my God. There's so many things that didn't cross my mind.
That was the first thing I thought of when I saw that, but it was kind of weird because, I don't know, but anyway. Because
she is kind of Raven-like now, so... Anyhow, so they're cuddling on a couch, and they're necking a little bit, and she's crying because things are so good. And we're back in the present, and he kazits Garth, and Garth's thinking, I'm done, Wally. I can't stay here in the surface world there on the beach. You don't understand what it's like being an Atlantean on dry land, to be feared and seen as such an outsider. I mean, if Arthur can't do it, how could I ever? There'll always be people who won't accept us, Garth. But you're no outsider. Well, I know I have great friends here. Great, I have friends here, great friends, right? And we'll always have your back, no matter what. Then I stand back and see if it worked. And they're all, oh my God, Wally, Wally! I don't understand. The Speed Force must have sparked something in each of you, shocked your memories back to life. But the first thing I remembered wasn't the big thing, says Nightwing. It was some crazy stunt we pulled years ago. And we see Wally and Robin, or Kid Flash and Robin, jumping into the Batmobile, and Wally's all, oh my God, the Batmobile! I never ride in cars, but I want to ride in this one. Are you, like, allowed to drive it? Yeah, says Dick, if no one finds out. And we're back in the present. We've missed you, Wally. And at long last, I'm finally home. And we get a big group hug. And
yeah, because I believe that's something that Drake and Impulse did when he was Kid Flash.
He stole the Batmobile?
Yeah. I remember seeing that in a... I was flipping through one of those Young Justice books and saw that. And that's kind of like their... Kid Flash costume he's got is closer to the one that Bart Allen wore than the one he wore originally. Yeah. So I think it looks like they're trying to merge those two.
I did notice that
crazy.
Madonna does not have heels, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Heels on a super heroine is stupid.
Yes, very stupid.
And I like Garth's modified costume. I just noticed it with the armor, and he's got the arm thing going on like Phil Jimenez did for him. So they're doing a lot of merging of costumes and looks for these characters.
And that's the way it should be, yep. I think. Because, I mean, Wally's outfit is kind of a mixture of what he did changed in the Flash costume, mm-hmm, and the Kid Flash costume he used to wear.
Yeah.
God,
and I love how they incorporated that silver, which they never got to really use for the new Kid Flash, the other Wally West that's going to be popping, mm-hmm, up in Teen Titans.
Yeah,
I love that silver. It really works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. I just hope to God that they give them names. Run around, hey, Wally. I mean, what's the point of wearing a mask if they're going to be calling him his first name? And Donna, too. I mean, she needs some kind of name.
I'm sure we'll get that.
That's just me.
All right, so let's finish. We're almost done here. It's actually a short issue, all things considered. So, mm-hmm, Wally said, there's a lot to tell you. Not sure where to start. Donna says, the beginning. I've been away, like away, away, outside of time, outside. Trust me, Garth, it's not a trip I want to repeat. I was outside of time, looking in. I saw the whole universe. Roy says, dude, you know you're not making a ton of sense, right? I know, says Wally. Look, we were friends forever, once upon a time. We still are, says Donna. Yeah, Donna, except I haven't been around for years. This isn't right, says Donna. How could I not have known you? But we did all know, says Dick. We couldn't give it a name. We knew there was something missing. It was you, Wally. So at the end of Titans, the last issue, there was this discussion about how there were originally 10 Titans who had gone up against Mr. Twister. But
right.
Bumblebee was number 10 in Titans Hunt, but she was never a member of the Titans. So there was that question, that lingering question of, well, who was actually the 10th Titan?
I remembered we covered some of those issues, but we never finished it.
Yeah, well, we could probably go back to that number 8, but a lot of it's summarized here.
Yeah, true.
And nicely, because that was Abnett as well, so he can summarize himself pretty nicely. Good for them. And so again, they're figuring out who their missing member was, and then we're back to. I like these page layouts, by the way. The long on the left, mm-hmm, and then down the one side, and then the panels along the other side, and then.
Yeah, I like it too.
Garth is saying, "Dick is right. How many times since we got back together have we expressed that feeling? Life has not been fun for us, kid," says Roy. "Until recently, we didn't even remember each other. Something stole our memory," says Wally. "Something took 10 years from us. but only not only years, but specifically the times we met, the times we bonded. Slow down, Wally. Are you talking about Mr. Twister, says Nightwing? I don't know their name. I just know what they did. They attacked the world by changing its history. And it is Mr. Twister. It has to be, right? We knew someone made us forget each other, says Roy. But why, asks Donna. And this whole thing, ultimate MacGuffin. They can now DC can do whatever mm-hmm. they want now with all these characters.
Yeah.
10 years, poof. And if they're smart, they don't even try. They don't even go that deep into explaining it. They just make up some gobbledygook comic book science.
Oh, that's what Rebirth's yeah. for.
And then Wally says, "That's why I came back find out to warn you." You've come back to warn us, asks Lilith. Yeah, I had to. I lost so much. You don't know, but Linda, says Wally, they tried to keep us apart. But we found each other, says Donna. And whoever did this probably knows that already. They probably know I'm here. We need to be ready. Whoa, what are you saying, asks Roy. He's saying it's going to happen again, aren't you, Wally, says Lilith. I think it is, says Wally. But they don't understand how strong our friendship is, says Wally. No matter what they do, they won't keep us apart. The Titans are going to figure this out together. And that was Titans Rebirth, written by Dan Abnett, mm-hmm. penciled by Brett Booth, inked by Norm Ratmond, colored by Andrew Dalhouse, lettered by Carlos M. Rangwall. I don't know. Sorry about that, Carlos. And various covers out there, and then it was edited by Alex, what the heck is that last name? Anione. I've never seen that name before in my life. That's a new one.
Me either. Mm-hmm.
And then next month we will get Titans number 1, written by Dan Abnett. And we get Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps coming up, and we get a list of all the Rebirth yes. books coming out, yada, 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 blah-de-blah-de-blah. Anyhow.
Did you read about the creative changes?
I kind of saw that. I figured, you know what? Better to have the books on time and have 700 creators on them.
Yeah, I guess that's how they've been planning on keeping that every other week schedule was the same writer but rotating artists.
That's fine. No complaints here.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I'm trying to think of what else was the deal.
I know there were a couple late books, but they weren't the bi-weekly books. They were some of the ones that are still on a monthly schedule.
Yeah, they that's it. They did that, and I think, well, they canceled the JLA run of Brian Hitch because it was so freaking late,
yeah.
And then put him on Justice League, and they changed some artists around. I just happened to catch a news item on it.
I'm okay with that, though. I really am.
Yeah, I am, too. It's no big deal, really.
I'm as long as the writing's good, and as long as the art's good. I mean, they've so far, they've been nailing the art. There hasn't been any question for mm-hmm. me.
Yep.
Yay. Yay for Rebirth, so far. And I guess I think I saw something a couple days ago where DC was kicking Marvel's butt sales-wise, which is...
Oh, yeah. This Rebirth thing is trouncing Civil War, too.
Good.
And you look at Ed's little snippets for that, you know, through my RSS feeds, and it's like, this issue, who dies in this issue? And that's like, who's going to die in this issue? That's not right, man. I mean... You can't do that. Oh, we got 5,000 characters. We can kill half of them and then bring them back. I mean, I guess that's something coming up with Spider-Man is not dead again or
well,
alive again.
It's a new clone saga, actually, is what it's going to be.
That's what I thought. That's why they got a deal on the old clone saga on. I got an email from Amazon. Hey, they're all $5 a piece for the clone saga. I skipped it the first time, but anyway.
I would never read it. I never did. Never will. Let me see. What other rebirth?
Thought about it.
What other rebirths are still coming out? We still have Justice League Rebirth coming out. Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps Rebirth, which you mentioned earlier. Nightwing Rebirth. Batgirl and the Birds of Prey Rebirth, Hellblazer Rebirth. I didn't know that was coming, actually.
Yeah.
And Red Hood and the Outlaws.
Somebody asked about Earth 2, that it was supposed to come out, and the Super Sons hasn't been on here either. That was one of the ones that they were showing. I'm trying to think of something else.
Super Sons isn't due out till September anyhow.
Oh, well, maybe
August.
I don't know.
But there's a couple that are still lingering. And they need to introduce John Kent anyhow. And they're doing that. They're doing that very nicely in the Superman books.
Yep. I really like, it's real interesting to see how the new Superman interacts. And, I mean, that's the Superman I grew up with, mostly. And, well, I mean, it's post-crisis,
right.
So that makes sense. And he's a lot more, I don't know, the word that pops into my mind is pure than the other one. I wonder how did they decide to do that, though? I mean, they completely killed off that other one. And then bring him in. I'm wondering how they came across that. Because that's the only thing, because that is the only thing that they're completely dumping is that new 52 Superman. And that's the one that, you know, Grant Morrison did, so.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I guess, yeah, he really is the only one that they totally demolished. I mean, they went back to the Nightwing with Dick Grayson, but it's still essentially the same. It's just transitioned.
Yeah.
It's the same character. And I'm trying to think of any others that they've. No, you're right. That's the only one they completely tore apart and did away with. And they'll probably do away with his bunch of his supporting cast as well.
They kind of already have. You read Justice League 52?
Yeah. I will. I saw that it's got that Luther cover.
Yeah, it explains. It kind of goes back and a little bit and explains that Action Comics. I won't spoil.
Okay, don't. I'll get there. Hopefully,
it's just a small thing, but it aggravates me that they've done that. But it's part. That's part of it. Anyway,
I have. I'm going to get about 50 minutes of reading time here in about an hour, so
I need to catch up on mine, because it's like the internet's a conspiracy to spoil every comic that comes out, because I'm like reading here a new Flash, you know, and this person was spoilers introduced in so-and-so. I got to read those damn things. And I'm going to write my own reviews. That's what I need to be doing.
Don't read the internet. Stay off the internet.
It's like, geez, man. But it's a good thing that the way doing the subscribe on Comixology, they charge you the night before, and then usually by midnight, a lot of them are available to download.
They should be. And or is it midnight local time, or is it midnight Eastern Standard Time?
It just happens to be midnight my time. I'll get an email saying, you know, and it's sporadic. They're not all done at once, and some of the other ones they won't come available until like 9 o'clock or whatever. But that's what they were doing before. You couldn't get any of them until after 9, but they're pretty early now. So.
Well, awesome. Well, thank goodness they gave Dan Abnett this book after Titan's Hunt and after his reformatting of Aquaman. I am glad for him.
Yeah, it's good.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
I finally forgive him for screwing up the Legion all those years ago.
The Archie Legion? Oh, I like that.
No, not that whole blight thing just still bugs me.
Oh, okay, well. You're.
I hated that.
You're talking to someone who enjoyed that stuff, so.
I did not like that run at all.
I gathered.
But his work on the Annihilation stuff, and I think it was Conquest, that whole Marvel thing was awesome. So it's like one of those things.
No, but that was also Abnett and Lanning too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, they had some. They were a team. They were a good team.
Mm-hmm.
But he's clearly, he can do this stuff on his own very well.
Well, yeah, they. I heard it and saw or read an interview that I don't even think they're talking anymore. No. Something really nasty happened. They won't even speak to each other.
It happens.
So
it shit, yeah, shit happens, and most of it's none of our business.
That's right. It's none of my business.
Because all we do is pay their paychecks. Anyhow.
Yeah.
I got nothing else on this one. I look forward to the monthly. Look forward to his Aquaman. Look forward to whatever else he's got going on. He's doing stuff at Marvel as well. So he's at least for the moment. He's got a couple. He's got Guardians of Infinity, which he's going to wrap that up either. I think it's next month.
Oh, I didn't know he was writing that.
Yeah, there's two stories in there. He's doing the lead story for that series right now. But that obviously is going to go away because he has the DC exclusive going on.
I thought so. I was about to check.
He did. He got that.
I thought he did.
So. Anyhow. Yep. Again, nothing else.
Back in May. Yeah, back in May. All right.
Good.
That's it. That's all I got. All right, let's wrap this up. As always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromalongbox.com. There's even, I don't think I've ever mentioned it, there's a nifty little contact form on our site where you can just fill out some simple details and it'll get us to us that way if you don't want to comment on the actual episodes. Or you can join us on the Facebook page, and it's been kind of quiet there. I just don't have time to talk on Facebook. I just, you know, share posts. That's pretty much all I do. Or you can, yeah, I said that already in the actual episodes. Come and join us in the conversation, and that is it for this week.
All right. Well, and we missed you, Murray.
Yes, we did. We missed you, Murray.